This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good morning. I'm Steve Scott. Here's what's happening, and we are bracing for another challenging commute come tomorrow morning as this next big storm arrives in the Bay Area. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports live from the North Bay, which is expected to see the strongest combination of wind and rain. Mike?
That's right, Steve. This fast-moving storm will be not unlike last week's atmospheric river that made for some tough driving, even knocking out some power in parts of the Bay Area. Now, that wind will return. Expect 30 to 45 mile per hour gusts, closer to 60 miles per hour by the coast. National Weather Service forecaster Carlisa Rogaczewski says the North Bay should expect anywhere from an inch and a quarter to upwards of 3 to 4 inches of rain.
If you're in San Francisco proper or kind of driving around East or South Bay, we're looking at anywhere from 1 to 1.5 inches of rain from tonight through about Thursday morning.
Now, this storm will also bring some snow to the Sierra, with the highest peaks getting about 1 to 2 feet of powder.
Snow levels start around 8,000 feet per our friends over in Sacramento and Reno, fall to about 5,000 to 6,000 feet Thursday, and then about 4,000 to 5,000 feet late Thursday night and into Friday.
Now, the rain will begin to arrive starting late tonight, peaking in that Thursday morning commute, though on and off rain will stick around through the weekend. Reporting live in the North Bay, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
Mike, thank you. San Mateo County residents are about to find out who their new sheriff will be. Today is the deadline for the County Board of Supervisors to appoint a replacement for former Sheriff Christina Corpus. The person they choose will serve the remainder of Corpus's term, which goes until January of 2029. Today's board meeting starts in 1 hour at 9 a.m., and naming the new sheriff is the only item on the agenda. So stay with KCBS as we continue to follow this story throughout the day. In a push to clear its sidewalks and public spaces of open drug use, San Francisco's mayor is launching a new sobering center that will allow police to pick up users and drop them off at a center to get sober and hopefully get cleaned up. As KCBS's Holly Kwan tells us this morning, it's another example of Mayor Lurie taking a tough love approach.
This would be a center on 6th Street, opening next year and run by the sheriff's office, where people would be put in a couple dozen reclining chairs to come off their high. Specialists would work with them to get them on methadone or other treatment. They wouldn't be charged with a crime unless they tried to leave before getting completely sober. Supervisor Matt Dorsey represents the area where the modified drug tank, or what he calls a custodial detox and stabilization center, would be located.
This is an approach I have been advocating for since I've been on the Board of Supervisors. I think we need tougher, more coercive approaches to public drug use.
It's a different approach than San Francisco's previous strategies of clean needle exchange or safe drug use sites, something Dorsey says is too permissive.
We have to be adamant that the party is over and that people who are using drugs in San Francisco will have three options: get sober, get arrested, or get out.
Holly Kwan, KCBS.
We may be seeing a return of bird flu. Sonoma County egg farmers are bracing for another outbreak of avian flu. KCBS's Kathy Whitman reports at least three farms have birds that have tested positive for the devastating virus.
These are the first recorded cases after the outbreak 2 years ago.
Over the last 4 years, we've been dealing with this highly pathogenic avian influenza outbreak.
Maurice Pateski with the UC Davis School of Veterinary Medicine says this is the time of year when migratory waterfowl, like ducks and geese, infected with the virus, move into the nearby chicken farms,
causing spillover of virus from these infected wild birds to domestic species, including our commercial poultry in Sonoma.
He says farmers spent this past summer restocking the birds that had to be euthanized after the last outbreak.
But if the historic trends of the last 4 years continue, it's certainly possible that egg prices will ultimately be affected.
He says vaccines don't work. They protect against disease, but not infection. Until farmers can find a way to keep infected waterfowl away from their domestic flock, the problem will continue. And people with backyard chickens face the same problem. Kathy Whitman, KCBS.
Your KCBS Newswatch continues on this Wednesday. The feds are now investigating so-called violent protests outside the Turning Point USA event at UC Berkeley this week. As KCBS's Matt Bigler reports live from the Cal campus, the Department of Justice wants to know if attendees' First Amendment rights were protected. Matt?
And Steve, this was the final stop for Turning Point USA's campus tour, and hundreds showed up both to attend the event and protest the speakers and attendees. They were loud, but mostly peaceful. There was an off-campus confrontation between a protester and a Charlie Kirk supporter. That did turn violent. There was also an attendee who was struck in the head by a glass bottle. And there were several arrests made. But now the Department of Justice has announced it's launching an investigation into this protest activity. Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights Harmeet Dhillon telling CNN they want to know if attendees' freedom of speech was adequately protected.
So we've issued document holds. We will be sending requests for evidence and information. The FBI is also going to be investigating the Antifa side of this.
In a statement to KCBS, UC Berkeley says it will fully cooperate with this federal probe and conduct its own investigation into the violence. We've also reached out to the DOJ for comment. Live at UC Berkeley, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
KCBS, your Wednesday Newswatch continues with this. Governor Newsom is in Brazil, attending a UN summit on climate change. This, as a new study, is shedding some light on its increasing impact in the Amazon. We get more from KCBS's Ken Duffy.
This means that we need to change. We cannot accept it.
Ion Fleischman is the study's lead researcher, finding water temperatures rising to more than 100 degrees Fahrenheit in Brazil's Lake Tepe, which is killing off dolphins. He says the study's information should raise more alarm bells.
Obviously, from a global perspective, we need to cut fossil fuels usage, but also in the case of tropical forests, we need to curb deforestation and so on. But there are more things to do in the context of adaptation and understanding what's going on.
And Fleischman says climate change is also a burden on local communities.
One clear solution is to go to the territories, talk to local people, populations, and together with them, co-develop these strategies. And they are keen to do it. They don't want to accept what's going on. They want to change the situation.
Ken Duffy, KCBS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It is the busiest time of year for many Bay Area bakeries. Folks are getting ready for their Thanksgiving pies, but the price of pie may be sky high due to inflation and tariffs. Here's KCBS's Shannon Golden.
2 weeks out from the big day, and Elena Bisaggio, owner of Fillmore Bake Shop, is already rolling out buttery crusts.
We take a lot of pride in it. We do it the old-fashioned way. It's all done by hand, which by the end of it, it's just a lot of carpal tunnel for me and the rest of the ladies.
But the more they can make, she says, the better.
We need to sell as much as we possibly can in November and December to stay alive for the rest of the year, more or less.
Her bakery and others in the region have been hit hard by inflation and supply chain issues this year.
You're more less running a nonprofit to a certain degree because of how expensive things have gotten.
Things like eggs, chocolate, fruit, and especially dairy products, she says. All this as she's trying to maintain a living wage for her staff. But she knows it's not easy for customers right now either, which is why.
Basically, as a show of goodwill, we're just not going to raise the prices. And we're going to see how that works. We're hoping that that causes people to want to buy more pies. That's what we're hopeful for. But it's also our way of kind of giving back because we're in the same position.
In San Francisco, Shannon Golden, KCBS.
State investigators are citing two senior care facilities for leaving residents behind and other failures during January's Eaton fire in Altadena. Department of Social Service investigators say most staffers working the night of the fire at the Montecedro Assisted Living Facility had never been trained in emergency protocol. Montecedro officials don't dispute some residents who were eventually rescued were left behind, but they say all staff have had emergency training. Meantime, at least one resident was left behind by staff at the Terraces in Park Marino. They were rescued by the fire department. Both facilities are appealing the state's findings. In other news this morning, a CBS News exclusive. Google is taking action over those annoying and sketchy text messages asking for passwords or money. The company says it is fighting back against scammers trying to steal your information. CBS News national consumer correspondent Usher Kiriashi.
Halima Delane Prado is the general counsel for Google. She told us in an exclusive interview the company filed what it calls a first-of-its-kind lawsuit under the RICO Act, typically used to take down organized crime rings. The case targets unknown operators listed as John Doe's 1 through 25, who allegedly built a phishing-as-a-service platform to power mass text attacks.
A man was shot and killed by Redwood City police after he allegedly pointed a gun at them. Authorities say somebody called 911 yesterday afternoon to report seeing a man firing a gun into the sidewalk on Hazel Avenue. Officers set up a perimeter. They used a drone to track down the suspect. Then they said they were trying to talk with the guy when he pulled out a weapon and took aim, prompting them to open fire. The suspect, identified as 48-year-old Jose Reynaldo Lombrera of Redwood City, died at a local hospital. Your KCBS Newswatch continues. Two people are dead, a third seriously hurt after a small plane crash Monday night in Inyo County. The sheriff's office there says the plane had taken off from Bishop Airport around 9 p.m. Monday. It lost contact shortly afterwards. The disappearance triggered a big search. Wreckage was spotted by the Civil Air Patrol early yesterday in a remote area along the California-Nevada border. The lone survivor was airlifted to safety. How's this for something that'll last you a lifetime?
Diamonds are forever.
A vivid blue diamond that weighs almost 10 carats is sold at auction in Switzerland for about $25 million. That's a little less than the $30 million expected and does include the buyer's premium and other fees. A Christie's rep blames geopolitical tensions, from the war in Ukraine to U.S. tariffs. The pear-shaped melon blue gem set in an open-snaked diamond pave band is named after the late American arts patron Bunny Melon. It sold for more than $32 million in 2014, the year she died. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Italian pasta could become unaffordable for many in the U.S. if tariffs proposed by the president come to fruition. KCBS's Megan Goldsby spoke to a restaurant owner in North Beach.
Of course, they make a lot of pasta themselves at Il Cilentano on Columbus in North Beach. But says owner Santo Esposito,
some dishes, they need to be a dry pasta. Penne, rigatoni, spaghetti,
I'm not going to make a carbonara with a fresh pasta.
So with these proposed tariffs, he says he would have to raise his prices again, something he's already had to do, and something he says he knows has cost him customers. But he says he may not have a choice.
I think until it's working, that we can raise the price and the people still come in. Okay, otherwise, I just change the job. Yeah, when something is not working anymore, what are you going to do?
Esposito opened the restaurant 3 weeks before the pandemic hit, and he says they barely survived. And
now it looks like another one is coming with a terrace, so.
In North Beach, Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
Get ready to pay more to park at BART. The system's parking fees are set to go up by 30% in the new year. That means the daily fee at most stations will go up by 40 cents. But drivers who use the busiest lots and garages at Glen Park, Walnut Creek, MacArthur, and Rock Ridge stations will see bigger increases, with that 30% fee hike translating to more than a dollar a day. Meanwhile, reserve parking prices will go up at high-demand stations, Millbrae, Walnut Creek, and San Bruno. It will go down at 9 stations where fewer people have been reserving spots. Yes, those were the Northern Lights appearing in our sky last night. Normally, you only see the aurora borealis in higher latitudes, but strong geomagnetic storms from the sun created conditions where folks could view them from right here.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.